things happen. Sometimes circumstances or situations occurred when we were younger that we'd probably handle differently now. Does that mean we are forever branded as problems, potential employers? Is there really such a thing as a permanent record? Kathy's answer may surprise you. Get ready for another episode of the Great Lakes Geek Show with your host, Dan Hansen. Dear Kathy, I admit I've made some bad decisions and not worked and studied like I should have, but now I'm ready to get serious. Do employers really check into what you did in high school or when you were just a teen or the college years? How do I overcome my not-so-bright past? I am now 25 years old.
I can tell you that employers check on your college years. If you're 25, that's the relevant time period. I had a very interesting philosophy when I was in London employing young people, and that was that I would not have such great luck with people who had a perfect past. People who had perfect pasts and perfect grades and came from perfect homes weren't necessarily great members of my teams. I found that people like you who had a bit of a tough time and then got serious and wanted to work like the Dickens to prove myself and prove myself worthy, I in fact found them and have found those people to be better employees. Why? Because they have something to prove to me and they don't feel entitled to the job. And secondly, I like winners who choose to be winners, not because you fell into a winner's circle because you were perfect. So I think that there are plenty of employers who are willing to overlook a difficult history with a good explanation and incredibly shown work ethic. I mean, I would love it if somebody came up to me, for instance, and said, you know, I see you've got this job opening. I'll work for free for 3 months and prove myself. I may not have the best record, and I may not have done everything perfectly in the past, but I'm here to prove myself, and I am worthy of this job. And that's the kind of effort you look for now. You look for somebody who says, you know what, I'm not asking you to take a risk in me. I'll risk in you. I'll prove myself to you. You know, I think that's the way of the future, particularly for folks that have an imperfect pedigree. So don't give up and be someone who's creative in how you approach employers.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.